This is Central Time. Now, four candidates are running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. The outcome of the April general election could shift the ideological balance of the court, which is widely seen as having a 4-3 conservative majority in the current lineup. Before the primary election on February 21st, we invited all the candidates to join us to talk about the race. We're going to talk with two of them today. Daniel Kelly served as a state Supreme Court justice from 2016 until 2020 and is now running for a new term. Justice Kelly, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Can you give us your brief elevator pitch about your case for being back on the court?
Sure. I think it starts where it has to start, with my service on the Supreme Court. It was the greatest professional honor of a lifetime to serve the people of Wisconsin as one of their Supreme Court justices. I loved every moment of it, and I especially loved the relationship between the people of Wisconsin and me. That's servant and boss. So I understood that all the authority that I exercised belonged to them, so I was serving them as my bosses during that entire time. Now, the work that I've done on the Supreme Court, I've written several landmark opinions on constitutional matters, and the body of my work has been quoted, cited, or relied upon hundreds of times by courts here in Wisconsin and across the country. And so as I've traveled in the state of Wisconsin, I've listened to what folks have told me, and they tell me they want to make sure that the next Supreme Court justice has a long public record of fidelity to the original public meaning of the Constitution. And they say they see that in me, and so they asked me to run, and I've accepted their kind offer to run.
Now, a lot of times voters might look at a court race and treat it like a political race. We want candidates who go with the policies we like, the outcomes we like. You are making the case that voters shouldn't do that. What do you hope they look at instead?
Yeah, so we have the court as a non-political branch. All the political questions are to be decided in the legislature, not in the courts. So the way that we do the job to ensure that we are faithful to the Constitution of the people of Wisconsin is a methodology that I followed my entire time on the court. And that is, you start with the law, and whether it's a constitutional provision, statute, regulation, or common law, and then you use rigorous logic to move from that all the way down to the conclusion. And when you're done, you should be able to look back and see an unbroken chain of logic between the conclusion and the premises, the law. And if you do, that's your guarantee that the conclusion is commanded by law and has not been affected by any personal values or politics.
So when people ask you about particular issues, redistricting or abortion, what do you say to them?
I say the same boring thing that I do every single time. I will decide those cases the same way I've decided all cases on the Supreme Court, according to what the law commands. In fact, the other day I was promising people that one of my superpowers is to be boring, and that I am running to be the most boring member of the Supreme Court and in the state's entire history, because the role of the court does not change depending on what type of issue or which particular issue it's addressing. Is always the same. Take the law that already exists and apply that to resolve the case without respect to your personal values or politics. And you do that today, and then you do the same thing tomorrow, and the day after that, ad infinitum. Every single day, the job is exactly the same without regard to the issue before you.
Your campaign put out a press release with the title, Justice Kelly is the only candidate endorsed by all three Wisconsin pro-life groups. Now, you can't control who endorses you, of course, but does it make a statement to voters, sharing that with the public, that they might expect you to vote a particular way on pro-life and or abortion issues?
Well, I don't think so, if they look carefully at the endorsements. So those organizations, the conversation I had with them was that they want a justice who follows the law, who is faithful to the original public meaning of the Constitution, faithful to the terms of the statute that people have adopted, and that's what they're looking for. They haven't asked me to rule in any particular way on any particular issue. All they want is to be able to address issues in the constitutional manner, to resolve political questions in the legislature and resolve legal questions in the court.
The perception, though, is, you know, people refer to the conservative justices, the liberal justices, voting on high profile issues often, not always, but often plays out that way. They're not politicians in robes once they hit the Supreme Court?
Well, I'm not. And I think each individual justice is responsible for answering to the Constitution's call to be impartial, to set aside your personal politics and just do the work of the court. And that's what I've done. And I invite all jurists, whether on the Supreme Court or the Court of Appeals or the Circuit Court, to do the exact same thing. Don't allow your personal values or politics influence the work of the court. If we allow that, that's where people's confidence and trust in the judiciary starts to fail. And if we allow that to start to fail, people will question whether justice is available in our courts. And so this methodology that I have of careful and precise logic in applying the law to resolve cases is meant to not only be faithful to the Constitution and the people of Wisconsin, but to engender in them confidence that justice can be found, and it can be found in Wisconsin courts.
Once in a great while, an issue comes up where at least some members of the public or one party or another say this particular justice should recuse him or herself from this case. What do you think are the right standards for recusal of state Supreme Court justices?
Well, I think any time that there is a circumstance in which a jurist is not completely confident that he can decide the case in front of him without being unduly influenced by a contribution, by a relationship, by any other factor, that person should recuse him or herself. One of the responsibilities of a jurist is not only to be impartial in fact, but also to project that impartiality in appearance. And so when there are circumstances where a reasonable person just would not be confident that the jurist is going to decide the case according to the law, that's something that the jurist should seriously take into account in making a recusal decision.
We hope for civility on the court amongst the justices. There have been moments on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court where it didn't always work out so well. What would your approach be to a collegial relationship?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it was one that I was asked when I first joined the court. And my answer today is the same as it was then. And it's the way I've tried to conduct myself in all collegial atmospheres. And that involves you walk humbly, you love unconditionally, and you speak the soft word that turns away wrath. And if you can do that, you can have productive and civil conversations with anyone on any subject.
Justice Kelly, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Daniel Kelly served as a state Supreme Court justice from 2016 until 2020. Now he's one of four candidates running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court.